Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, fun show so far. You got the podcast at theticketfm.com. Give us a review, a comment on the podcast. Also, if you listen to us after the fact, we'd love to hear from you guys. Put on Apple, Spotify, whatever. Give us a review, a comment. You can always call or text 402-464-5685. Watch and comment on Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter. The show is sponsored by Gaina Trucking. It's not very often, Sip, on this show from 6 to 8 a.m., that we get breaking news. But there was breaking news regarding Nebraska during the commercial break, which I will read from you. Ready for this, Sip?
I'm ready.
This is per Pete Thamel of ESPN, college football writer. Per Pete Thamel, sources, Rams assistant Jake Peets is expected to be join Nebraska as quarterback coach and an undetermined special teams role. He is the former LSU OC and coached quarterbacks for the Raiders and with Matt Rhule in Carolina. He's a former Nebraska player from 2003 to 2005.
Yes, Jake Peets. Interesting, joining the staff. It appears. Yes, O'Neill, Nebraska. He's 38. He's had quietly a very strong rise in the profession. Jake Peets twice has coached at Alabama, 2013, he was an offensive analyst on Nick Saban's staff. 2018, he was an offensive analyst. He's been in the NFL. I mean, my God, he was with the Jacksonville Jaguars as an assistant quarterbacks coach in 2012, Washington Redskins offensive quality control coach in 2014, Raiders senior offensive assistant in 2015, Raiders assistant quarterbacks coach in 2016, Raiders quarterbacks coach. That's Carr, right?
Yes.
2017.
Yep. That's Derek Carr. Yeah.
Carolina Panthers. So now he was with Matt Rhule in 2019 and 2020 with the Carolina Panthers as he was a running backs coach in 2019 and quarterbacks coach in 2020. So, I mean, Jake, the takeaway, if you're listening, is that he's got an extensive resume, and he's done it kind of quietly. I mean, he was the LSU play caller. He called plays at LSU. What year was that? It doesn't show on here. Oh, yeah, 2021. He was a play caller at LSU. It made him $1.3 million, Jake. He made $1.3 million. For some reason, Jake flies under the radar a little
now,
bit.
Now, LSU replaced the coaching staff. They hired Brian Kelly before this past season.
Right. They didn't have a good year in 2021. But Jake was he called plays. So, yeah, I didn't know he'd be part of this staff, but this is pretty big news.
Again,
Husker.
Per Pete Thamel, we're going to read again. Sources say Rams assistant Jake Peets is expected to join Nebraska as quarterback's coach and an undetermined special teams role. That's two interesting gigs together.
It's strange.
Quarterbacks and special teams.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Doesn't matter. Quarterbacks coach is the main thing. Jake is interesting to talk to in part because of those stints at Alabama. And I've written about it. I mean, he talks extensively about what it's like to work for Saban. We can get into that tomorrow.
It's a pretty good guy to work under.
Yeah, and he he'll go into great detail about what it was like to work for Saban, the level of accountability, the level of daily accountability, just how Saban had his hands in all parts of the program. And if Saban, if you came across Saban and he asked you a question, you better know the answer. I mean, that or if you're in a meeting with him, you better be ready.
A good point from the text line regarding Jake Peets and someone he's worked with. Someone said, did Mickey work under Jake Peets at LSU then?
No.
Mickey was there in 2021. If Peets was the LSU OC last year, Mickey Joseph was there last year and would have worked underneath him.
Would have worked underneath him. Which I don't think, I would not read anything into that. That's my counsel.
Okay.
Wouldn't read anything into
that. For those
that.
Just tuning in, we still have no news on Mickey Joseph. We have nothing nothing here.
And there's no, I would read zero into Jake Peets being named as it relates to Mickey's situation. Yeah, they did happen to coach together for a year.
Just pointing out that they've been together before.
Doesn't mean they're
one season.
Does not mean they're inextricably linked forever.
No, it doesn't. Doesn't. It was just someone pointing out in the text line. Okay, it is.
I would read nothing. Fact,
that's factual.
I would read nothing into that.
Okay, there's your breaking news.
Jake Thank Peets, you.
Not again. That's per Pete Thamel, expected to be on the staff with Matt Rhule.
Thank you.
Don't you think by Friday we'll know the whole staff, or is that too early?
No, I think it would be close. Four right now, five now. You know, five. No, today's Wednesday.
Yeah. When do you believe the whole staff will be in place?
I mean, it is possible they have eight or nine. There's a couple that are unresolved on Friday, but very close to 10, I imagine. Five right now.
Okay. 464-5685, call or text as always. We mentioned this in the first hour, but as you pointed out, O'Shawn Mathis tweeted out yesterday he's gonna talk to Mickey Joseph, but at this point he's leaning toward entering into the NFL draft. Not official, not done, but he's leaning toward entering the NFL draft. Now, regarding him, Sip, I mean, he's one player, but we know that there's going to be players who leave via the transfer portal. Which would be the most devastating players to lose to the portal? Is I Casey think you, Thompson number one?
No, I think Garrett Nelson's.
Garrett number Nelson's number one. I can agree with that.
Yeah,
I can go with that.
I think Garrett not only because of the tangibles, but the intangibles. I mean, he was a captain. And he is a Nebraska kid, and his energy is incredible energy. He brings incredible energy to the scene daily. And Garrett, I mean, we've said on Husker Online that I think there's a possibility that he would jump in the portal as a junior from Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. I don't know. That makes me uneasy. Casey would be next as someone that it would really hurt you. Then AJ Allen that running back.
AJ Allen.
Yeah. AJ Allen. That would really, that would really, really be a blow. Big body blow. Those are the guys I'd say.
I would think at this point, because of how he finished the year, Ernest Hausman's in that conversation.
Yeah, but I don't.
Just because he's young.
Oh yeah. No doubt. It'd be a blow.
That's a guy that you saw, you know, easily get better. I mean, he was not very good to start the year. Understandably so, as a true freshman.
Right. No, you got it.
The last four games, he turned into a dang good player.
Right. I guess. He's
got to be pretty high in that list of guys that would be devastating to lose because of how many years he has left and how good he looked to end the season, and that he's from Nebraska.
Yeah, he's right there. He's right there. I mean, wouldn't you have to put Quentin Newsom right next? I mean, there's a lot.
There's a lot of guys.
There's a lot that would be devastating.
And again,
there's a lot. Can I say, I mean, is that true? Is there a lot that would be devastating off a 4-win team?
Well, it's the fact that the team looked okay to end the season. Now, they lost their quarterback, which was unfortunate. Without Casey, they didn't look the same.
Mm-mm.
Right?
No, we're just trying to identify the most
Right, but that's why I'm saying in terms of devastating, this was not a bad football team.
No, it really wasn't. No, it wasn't. I mean, think about
even against Michigan when they got blown out, they looked okay, which I know sounds weird to say that, but they looked okay in that game.
Defensively.
For sure. Yeah. They didn't have their starting quarterback.
And special teams rounded into form this year in a lot of ways.
It did.
Yeah, when we say Nebraska wasn't that bad, they were, I mean, come on, 31-28 to Northwestern. Just whip that one around. That's five wins. Georgia Southern, you're a possession away. Okay, that's six. Yeah, people hate it when you play this game.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Game, and I understand why. Minnesota, you're close. So you're close in these games to being a bowl team. You're very close. But is Jake, when we say most devastating, Garrett Nelson number one.
How about this take from Greg on this topic? He says, Jake, you are settling. There is no one on this team that would be devastating to lose.
Yeah, that's a fair take. I don't necessarily agree with it.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
it's fair, though.
You can say, yeah, you're right. In that element, Greg, Nebraska, none of these players made it to a bowl game at Nebraska the last few years they've been here. It's been since 2016 we've not seen a bowl game.
But
so I understand your point there.
I get that, but I also, we just established it's not a bad team, so there's going to be players that are valuable. Garrett Nelson was second team all Big Ten.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. No, that's a loss. That'd be a gigantic loss to this program. And Casey would be, too.
Well, Garrett.
So who do we establish number three?
By the way, Garrett is also a great spokesperson for Nebraska.
Right. Who's number three?
Who's number two?
Oh,
Casey?
Yes.
Garrett?
A.J. Allen's number three.
Casey?
A.J. Allen.
Where's Ernest at?
Four. So O'Shawn?
What? But hang on.
O'Shawn? Not going to the
second.
Portal. He'd be going to the NFL.
I would pause on A.J. Allen for this reason only.
Why?
Well, number one, E.J. Barthol is coming in from UConn. Had a couple good freshman running backs on his roster.
If he
could bring one of those two of those guys with him, possibly.
You saw what A.J. Allen looked like.
I did. But how many
star.
Games did he play? Four games this year?
A future star.
He appears to be a future star. I'm gonna slow my roll and say that it would suck to lose him. I'm not going to say it would be devastating to lose A.J. Allen. I'd love to keep him. Don't hear me wrong on that. I'd love to keep A.J. Allen, but I kind of expect him to move on without Brian Applewhite sticking around.
I don't want to hold on. Ho. I'm not of that mindset.
Okay, we can disagree. You expect him to stay?
I don't expect him to move on. I think it's 50-50.
Okay.
Okay, O'Shawn Mathis.
Is he number three?
No, he's not going to the portal. He's going to the NFL, and he's probably five or six.
But you would be losing him, though.
Yeah, six, seven. Although he came on late. I mean, think about it. He started against Michigan and was strong in that game. Had a good game against Michigan. Had a 13-yard sack against Wisconsin and then was excellent against Iowa. I think he had six quarterback pressures in that game.
Yeah.
So, now, O'Shawn, though, his numbers, 50 tackles, five tackles for loss is all he got. Five. 3.5 sacks.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he's considering the NFL.
I am too.
Those are pedestrian numbers compared to guys that we don't even think about. Like Greg McMullen. How about Greg McMullen?
I remember that name.
How about Greg McMullen
from Ohio
in 2014 from Akron?
Yeah.
9 TFLs, 10 quarterback hurries.
And he was labeled as a disappointment. He was labeled as a disappointment for Nebraska. Greg McMullen.
10 quarterback hurries. O'Shawn Mathis, 6 quarterback hurries. I mean, you can go inside the line. Malik Collins in 2014, 14 TFLs.
Oh, he's still in the NFL.
13 quarterback hurries from the interior. Not an edge guy.
That's the guy's a long NFL career so far. Malik Collins.
13 quarterback hurries for Malik compared to 6 for the edge guy, O'Shawn. I'm not dogging O'Shawn. He just didn't put up numbers.
O'Shawn was a disappointment at Nebraska. Let's be clear. I mean, let's be real. Nebraska fans were expecting him to be a guy that could be a first or second teamer as a pass rusher, and he didn't deliver that.
Randy Gregory. Let's just take a moment to remember Randy Gregory as an edge rusher.
Okay.
In 2013, okay, O'Shawn Mathis, 6 quarterback hurries. In 2013, Randy Gregory, 18 quarterback hurries. 18. O'Shawn Mathis, tackles for loss, 5. Randy Gregory, 19 tackles for loss. He was a monster. That was 10 starts.
That was a guy that was going to be a top 5 pick before things happened there.
66 tackles, 10.5 sacks for Gregory. Had a pick for a TD against. You're very good at this usually.
I remember Avery Moss had a pick against Northwestern.
Randy Gregory.
I know. I got to think about Randy. I don't remember.
South Dakota State.
I don't remember that play. I remember the Avery Moss pick 6 against Northwestern. I don't remember that one.
I mean, you go back to Eric Martin. I mean, we're talking about edge rushers now.
Yeah. 8.5 sacks.
Yeah.
And
18 TFLs.
He was a linebacker the previous year.
And they had to find a pass rusher.
8.5 sacks.
They had to find a pass rusher.
They built a pass rusher.
They did. He had 18 TFLs. 8.5 sacks, Eric Martin. I mean,
that guy.
I mean, I would say to Jason.
Developed.
I would say to O'Shawn, no, those guys weren't. Eric Martin wasn't a surefire NFL guy.
Per our friend Jay Foreman, former Husker and NFL player, host of Old School, he says O'Shawn Mathis is simply not NFL ready.
Okay.
It'd be a bad decision for him to leave. I mean, I can't disagree with you or Jay. I mean, O'Shawn is simply, but based on what we saw this season, not ready for the NFL. That's just factual.
He didn't put up numbers.
What would anyone say that wants to say he's ready for the NFL? What could they go from this year to prove that he is?
Oh,
what could you say?
Well,
he
you
finished
could,
the year strong.
Hold
okay,
on.
Where
yeah.
was he the rest of the season?
No, you could do that. You're asking the question. What could you do? Watch the Iowa tape.
Okay, if he had like 4 sacks of the game, sure.
He had 6 quarterback.
I don't care. Sacks, finish off the plays.
O'Shawn's a good player.
He is a good player. I'd like to see him back.
Yeah, there's one thing. It's one thing being a good player. It's another being an NFL player, right? And yeah, I didn't see that. That's why I was interested in that tweet. Now, I mean, we're not singling out O'Shawn Mathis for any criticism. It's just he tweeted that he's thinking about the NFL, and we're responding. And nowadays, by the way, with these guys getting paid, we're not picking on kids anymore. You understand?
Yes.
We're not picking on a kid. He could be an NFL second-year player at his age.
Right. Right.
I mean, and he's getting money. He's getting paid. So I don't think you hear it. But in terms of how I approach assessment publicly of players, it's changed. Casey Thompson's 25 years old. He's 24 25. Years old. I mean, he's not a kid.
No.
You can criticize him. Just like you criticize who's
Nathaniel
your quarterback.
Hackett.
Who's your quarterback?
Tua.
Tua. Just like you criticize Tua.
Yeah, they're similar ages.
Yeah.
Probably all the same age.
Casey might be older.
Yeah, he might be.
O'Shawn is a grown man getting paid. He's open to criticism now. The landscape changed in that regard for me. I mean, That's the way it is. So we're evaluating O'Shawn a little more, probably a little more harshly than I would than he would have been evaluated, at least by me, publicly, in 1999 when nobody was getting paid. These guys are getting paid now.
Oh yeah,
and he's getting paid handsomely.
Yes, he is. And he frankly did not deliver enough for what he was getting paid.
Right.
It's a deal. I would say this before we get to break. Regarding, go back to Casey Thompson. If he's number two in our players, that would be devastating to lose. I don't expect to lose him.
Oh, you don't?
I don't. Well, let me ask you this. Where's he going? Is he going to just gonna go in the real world? He's not going to the NFL. He's too old for the NFL. He's not good enough for the NFL. Okay. And he's too old for the NFL.
Are you sure he's not good enough to carry a clipboard in the NFL?
I think so.
You're sure he's not good enough to be a third string NFL quarterback?
No, he's not.
Okay. You know better than I do.
I'm not trying to criticize him. It's hard to be a third string NFL quarterback.
I know.
I don't think Casey Thompson is an NFL quarterback.
I genuinely asked you because you have a better feel for the NFL than
I do. Now, there are some guys you're surprised who last in the NFL, like Trevor Siemian's been there forever.
So he's not as good as that guy that played at Missouri. Is it Chase Daniel?
Yeah. Did you watch him play in college?
Yeah, he was better.
Pretty dang good, wasn't he? Now he's old now. He's older.
Yeah, I know. So you're right.
I just don't think you can convince me that Casey Thompson is an NFL quarterback, so I don't see him leaving for that. Can he transfer somewhere else? No, can he? Can he play somewhere next year?
Change coaching staffs. He can transfer.
Matt Rhule, it sounded like you wanted to keep Casey Thompson.
Hard to say what those discussions are like. I mean, I tell you what, if I were Matt Rhule, I would embrace the possibility of having Casey Thompson as your quarterback next year, right?
Yes.
You saw it. You saw the drop off. I mean, that was probably the most informative thing about this assessment was the drop off from Casey to the other guys. It was profound, right?
Yes.
I mean, that told you a lot about Casey's value. And then against Iowa, he was excellent. Excellent.
I will make a prediction for myself, not for the show, for myself. I think Casey's back next season.
How can you make
I'm not speaking for you this one.
The distinction between.
I speak for myself on this one, not for the show.
You know you're on the show right now, right? We're not just talking.
I'm not speaking for you, though, this one.
Okay. Let's be clear. You never speak for me, okay? When do you speak for me?
When I speak for the people, of course. I think Casey's back. But if I'm wrong, you can laugh at me all you want.
Oh, I never laugh.
More next, an early break in the ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.